Good evening, everyone. We continue Kitzer Yomi for the 8th of Cheshvan, Tafshin Peivav. We continue in Simin Tess. We're up to Sif Yud Dalet. We continue talking about the halachas of tzitzis, the complexities of making tzitzis, the complexities of the brachas of tzitzis. And we're going to finish the halachas of tzitzis today. That's what's so beautiful about the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that you cover a lot of material in a short amount of time in a very, very clear way. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is like the handbook of a Jewish person, even though Art School has it in 75 volumes. It is a nice small volume without the English translation. I have on my shelf over here a beautiful one volume, small one volume, a few of them actually, one volume Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But that's the beauty of the Sefer Sif Yud Dalet. Chuti HaTzitzis. We're on page 107. The strings of the tzitzis, srichin liyos shizurin, must be made of entwined threads. i.e., each string must be made of a single strand. And you take one strand of wool, if that's the case, that is doubled, twisted, to make a single string. So it has to be entwined. If any string unraveled from its twisted state, as I call ha parod nechshav, then the halach considers any of the unraveled portion ki'ilu niktzatz ve'enay, as if severed and it's no longer part of the string. Now it's very important to know this halacha. If you look at the bottom of your tzitzis, if you don't have new tzitzis, my tzitzis are pretty new, but you look at the bottom of your tzitzis, it's not unusual to see that some of the tzitzis are coming undone. But what he's saying over here is that's okay. If some of that tzitzis is undone, but you still have remaining on your tzitzis, the amount, like we said yesterday, the shear that is enough of tzitzis, so then you're fine. And the shear we said yesterday, I believe, was four thumb widths of tzitzis left. So as long as your string, now if it's all your strings, or more than two strings of four thumb widths missing, so then you have a problem. But you're going to have a lot of string left if it's just being concerned about the bottom of your tzitzis strings. So again, if it becomes undone, you just look at that spot as if it's cut off, and you see whether you still have a shear of tzitzis tes vav. This sif teaches an application of the rule of tasa v'lemin asei, which we introduced twice already, which is the halacha once again of tasa. When you make your tzitzis, it has to be done in a kosher way. V'lemin asei, and it can't be that the tzitzis strings are on the garment, and afterwards you make it kosher, like by cutting it in some fashion. Talis sheyesh by tzitzis. If a talis has tzitzis affixed to it, v'nechalak l'shnei chalakim, and it was divided into two pieces. K'mayishu shchiach v'harbei talisim shalom. This is commonly done with many of our talis garments, which are made of two attached pieces of cloth. So you have a big piece of cloth that's attached, and occasionally they are taken apart. Sometimes you take apart your tzitzis. Obviously, that's very unusual to be done nowadays, but sometimes a person takes apart their tzitzis in order to launder them properly. And then they reattach the garment together. Since usually, since even when you take the garment of the tzitzis and split it in half, it's still large enough to be a kosher pair of tzitzis, which he calls enough to wrap oneself in. Therefore, it is sufficient if one removes two of the tzitzis, me'ez achelk she'yirtza, from any of the halves. Well, la'achashi achabers tells, and once you put them back together, yachzer v'yikshrim, you just tie one of these back onto the tzitzis. Since both parts of the garment remained garments that were obligated in tzitzis, there is no need to remove all the tzitzis before reconnecting the two pieces. Interesting, cool. So again, if you're taking your tzitzis apart, the garment apart, which I don't know anybody who do, then a person would follow the halacha. However, if you took apart the garment of the tzitzis and there was not in each part enough to wrap one something, each part is not enough to be considered a garment for tzitzis, then when you launder and take them apart, you'd have to remove all the strings and redo everything. Because when the pieces are separated, each part of the tzitzis garment is no longer obligated. It's too small to be a garment for tzitzis. And once you put them back together, it says now it becomes once again obligated. And tzitzis, if you left the tzitzis things on, strings on, once again, it would be a disqualification of puzzle mishum tasav liminosi. It would be this disqualification of put you have an obligation to put on the tzitzis when the garment isn't requiring tzitzis, and not that the tzitzis should be made kosher after they're already on the garment, which is a psul, like we said earlier. Kidel basif vav. But if in one of the sides of the garment that you took apart to launder it, if there is enough on one of the sides, and the other half, it did not have a large enough area to wrap yourself in, you remove the tzitzis from the side, which did not have enough garment to be able to put tzitzis on. So again, we're learning this halacha that your tzitzis have to, we spoke about it earlier actually, the length and the width of a garment of tzitzis, whether it's an amma by an amma or a little less than that. But if your tzitzis was too small, the garment was too small, it would not be chayav in tzitzis. And let's continue. Tes zayin. Im nechtach oy nikra hakonof. If the corner of a talus was cut or torn, I mentioned in my Heliga Yingle Yaakov went biking and he just had a brand new pair of tzitzis and then it got torn. I don't think it tore off the entire corner of the tzitzis, but let's say it would have torn off the entire corner of the tzitzis. V'nifra legamin the talus, and that corner is totally separated from the talus. V'in b'chaticha zu shloisha gudolin al shloisha gudolin, and the piece that was ripped off is smaller, here we go again, by smaller than three thumb breadths by three thumb breadths. And again, you measure from the small part of the thumb. If it's smaller than that, that this severed piece that has been torn off of the tzitzis, even if you were to sew it back onto the talus, it is disqualified for ever having tzitzis threads attached to it. Why? Since it didn't have this measurement, like we said before, the 3x3, this corner of the garment is not considered a garment anymore. There is a minimum size for something to be considered a beged for tzitzis, a garment for tzitzis. And even when it does get reattached to the talus by getting sewn on, it's always going to be considered separate from the talus. Interesting. The age lahachmer kein, and you should be strict about them. So again, I also don't know people who do that. And nowadays, since tzitzis are generally cheap, so a person would normally, even though you'd say $27, $37 for a pair of tzitzis doesn't sound so cheap. In the olden days, that would have been an exceptionally cheap pair of tzitzis. So to be able to do that, most people would just buy a new pair of tzitzis if their garment got torn. But he's saying if you reattached it, so if the part that was torn off was too small, it is not going to be considered a garment ever again, even if you reattach it. But if it did not get totally torn off from the talus, but it was a little attached, which I think was Yaakov's case, then you could sew it back on because it's still part of the original garment for it to be considered part of the talus. And it says that you put back onto the into this area, is totally kosher. But now again, the custom is to sew a piece of cloth that measures 3x3. And if you look at your pair of tzitzis, I'm sure you have it. On the corner of your tzitzis, it is a separate 3x3 corner that is on everybody's tzitzis. And that is the minig, litzbachatichas baget, bekan fetals on each corner, mishum de bahar begun, because many garments, afilu chadash, even new ones, yeshbem chatichas mechubars, they have smaller pieces that are attached to the corners, and they were made, they were sewn all together. Shein bahem shalosh gedolon, shalosh gedolon, that don't have this small shear. According to the above opinion, if those smaller pieces were attached to the garments, any tzitzis affixed to them would not be considered to be attached to the garment, they would be invalid. So therefore, in order to make sure our tzitzis are totally kosher, we have this 3x3, 3 width by 3 width, 3 thumb width, section of your tzitzis in order to make sure that it is on a garment. Like we just said. Very interesting. You look at your tzitzis, you don't even know what you have there. But they're so careful nowadays when they make tzitzis with all the beautification, all the hidurim of tzitzis. And this is one of the classic hidurim of tzitzis, the chumer of tzitzis, to put that 3x3, again, 3 I'm referring to is a thumb width, section on the corner of your tzitzis to make sure that it's really considered a garment. Because if you would just take and stitch different pieces together, that's not considered a garment if the small pieces that came together were smaller than 3x3 yidzayin. Yesh Imrim, some say Shabakol Hashetach Shalakonov, that in the entire area of the corner of the garment, Shiroi Lahotl Shomas Atzitzia, upon which the tzitzis are going to be hung, dahin that is, Mimaloi Kesher Gudol Misafaz Hatalos, from the distance of the measure, here we go, a thumbs are back, of a thumb joint from the end of the talis garment, Achleshudol, until the distance of 3 thumb breadths from the edge of the garment. Again, so you look at the edge of your garment, you take one thumb, and the distance of 1 thumb width to 3 thumb width, that section of the corner of the talus, Lo yesham shum tefer. There should be no stitching in that area, which we don't have. We have that hither too. Afilu mashu, even a little bit of a stitch. Bechut with any thread. Shayroi lazis mechutin keelu, with which it would be possible to make tzitzis latal zeh, that you would be making tzitzis from this garment. Kigoyin imatal shel pesh. A good example. For example, if it was linen talus garments, which we don't wear. Lo yitbar sham bechutei pishta. You should not sew in that area of that corner using linen threads. Rak bechutei meshi. You could use something else that is not of that garment, like silk, meshi, or if it was a silk garment, which he already said nobody uses, lo meshi. You should not sew in that corner using silk, tzemer. And if you wear woolen talus, like my tzitzis, lo tzemer. You should not sew in that area with woolen threads. Ella bishel meshi v'kadema. You should, if you're going to make stitches in that area, it should be made with something of not of that garment. The yesh lahachmer bezegam. Once you take this stringent approach, not only when fixing a tear, but also the imr shalosin sav v'hanek of lechazke. With regard to the binding, we already spoke earlier that the hole that is where the tzitzis go through, you want to strengthen that so it never gets torn, and the material that you use around that, you also shouldn't use from the same material the garment. And why do we do that? The entire above concern in a rak bechut lovin that applies only to stitching with a white thread. If you would use a color thread, oh, colorful tzitzis, ein lachish, there's no reason to be concerned that a person would use it as a tzitzis string. So here explains now what the issue is. The concern is, and I'm looking at note 97 if you want to understand it. The reason for this prohibition of not to use any other thread in that corner. Not to use the same thread from that corner. The reason for this prohibition is that we are concerned that a person, after finishing stitching on the corner, will leave a thread hanging from his stitching, which he will then decide to use as one of his tzitzis strings. This string is not valid for tzitzis forever because of possible limit also. One must affix the tzitzis strings to the garment and not use strings that were already attached. Since the concern here is that one will use the hanging thread as a tzitzis string, it is not applicable to any thread that can be used as tzitzis for this particular garment, as the kitzur proceeds to explain. So again, if a person has a string in that ear of the corner that he uses for stitching, and if it would be a type of string that he could have used for tzitzis, so he might end up using one of those strings for tzitzis that are in that area, and you can't use that because that's an issue of, once again, the fourth time we mentioned, tasa b'leimen also, that you must make the tzitzis kosher and don't make it only kosher after the fact. When a talus and tzitzis strings are in good condition, one may not remove the tzitzis from the talus without cause. Interesting. Don't just take off your tzitzis for no reason. Meaning the string should not come off the garment for no reason, leaving the talus without tzitzis, as this would constitute a lack of respect for a talus that is used for a mitzvah. If you take it off for no reason. If one intends to replace them, however, it is permitted. If you want to take off the strings from your talus or your tzitzis or your talus katan, in order to put on other strings, that are nicer than the ones you have now, or because one of the fringes was severed, and he wants to tie complete strings. This makes it sound like that if a person has one of his tzitzis strings torn, and even though it's totally kosher, but he makes it sound like it makes sense that you'd want to replace it. We said a little bit of the opposite yesterday. Even though the current strings are still valid, like we just said, it is permitted to do so. Because he's not taking them off to leave the talus without tzitzis. Either on the contrary, they are nicer tzitzis, and they're nicer because they're fuller. So again, we have this idea that if you have the full long strings, that's better. But when removing the tzitzis strings to replace it, a person should be careful. Do not dispose of the first pair lemakim b'zayin in a desecrated a place of that would be a desecration for it. That would be insulting. That would be embarrassing for it. And he writes in note 100 that don't throw them into the garbage. People use them for something, or if need be, you can put it into shemus. But there's no reason it should just be thrown away. It's a helig tzitzis. Sif Yud Tes. We had a question?
Isn't it Seamus?
Exactly, it's Seamus. A person has to keep it, use it properly. Sif Yud Tes. Even tzitzis that did become invalid, they see them in the talus, and you took them out of the talus because they're invalid now. They'll use a kamash, but even those which are totally possible tzitzis, don't throw it into the garbage. Mishum Biza Mitzvah, because that would constitute a degradation of the mitzvah. It's insulting. Yeshman Doctrine. There are people who are careful. What are they? This is interesting. Lagunzam Besafer. You might see this. They store them in a sefer. The last is man simon besafer, and they make out of them a bookmark for the sefer. Mishum dis avid buhu mitzvah chod zimna. Since you did one mitzvah with it, lis avid buhu mitzvah achrisa, you should do a separate mitzvah with it. You once used it for tzitzis, and now you're going to use it for marking your spot in the sefer. Gam talash and yoshin, and also a talus garment that became very old. The inner loyusha oil mitzvah, and he's not able to wear it anymore. La yasa boy Tashbrich. You shouldn't use a chas v'shalom. I want to say you shouldn't even use it as a shmata a chas v'shalom. You should use it for something proper. You write the note 102. Don't use it to wipe your mud. You shouldn't throw it straight into the garbage. You should keep it as shameless, like I said before, sifchof. On Shabbos, making a knot is prohibited. One cannot fulfill the Torah commandment to affix tzitzis to a four-cornered garment. Obviously, you can't make tzitzis on Shabbos. In addition to the Torah's requirement to affix tzitzis to a four-cornered garment, there's a rabbinic prohibition against wearing such a garment, even when one cannot affix tzitzis. However, there are specific situations where the rabbinic law is waived, and we'll see what he's talking about in just a second. In Bava Shabbos, ladies and as a person comes to shul on Shabbos, umatzeh discovers that one of the strings on his talus has become puzzle. He's not able to borrow another talus. Listen to this. And so embarrassed to sit there, especially if he's a Sephardic. He's sitting there in a shul. He's the only one not wearing a talus. He'd be very embarrassed. As I then, since today it's not possible for him to fix his tzitzis, literally tzitzis acher, to tie it again. Lachain, therefore, mishum kavod abrius, because the importance of human dignity, muter lo ilibush talis kach, he is permitted to wear the talis even though it's invalid. Amazing. Why? Since a rabbinic violation is permitted in certain circumstances to preserve human dignity. You hear that? So therefore, if a person's tzitzis become puzzle, he is allowed to keep wearing it. V'lo yivarech alav. Only on Shabbos when he can't do anything about it and he's embarrassed. Of course, he can't make a bracha on it. When he wasn't aware before Shabbos, this tzitzis became invalid. But if he knew before Shabbos that it wasn't valid, okay, then obviously he cannot wear it. Because he should have fixed it before Shabbos. So again, what we're finding over here is that if the iser is the rabbanon, then a person would be allowed to keep wearing his tzitzis as long as he couldn't have fixed it before Shabbos and as long as he's embarrassed, only on Shabbos. If a person wears a garment upon which one is to required to affix tzitzis, below tzitzis, and he's wearing this garment without tzitzis attached, or is a bitl mitzvah asay, he's violating a positive commandment of the Torah. What's the positive commandment of the Torah? You should always know the source for things. You should make fringes, tzitzis on the corners of your garments. It's necessary to be very careful with some clothing, but even that are made in a manner that do have four corners and are thus required to have tzitzis on them. If a person is going to put tzitzis on them, you have to make, if your person is not going to put tzitzis on them, you have to make adjustments on it. There should not be four corners. For example, if a person wouldn't like a garment not to have tzitzis for whatever reason, he needs to cut a certain corner, she ugle, in order to make it a real rounded corner and not a corner at all. Avol, however, im kavol as a karen, but if he merely folded it over, utfara, and he sewed it in order for that corner. Now, if it's folded over, it seems to be rounded because it's sewn. Bidin shenir agach, because now it looks rounded. Like my head doesn't help. The kol kamish lechatochay, because so long as he hasn't cut a dain mechalal degadu, it's still considered part of the garment. Gadol oynish about them as a sister, and say how terrible is the punishment of a person who doesn't do the mitzvah tzitzis by observing mitzvah tzitzis. A person who's careful, zeicha v'roya penei hashchina, will merit to greet the counsel of the divine presence. What a perfect way to finish this halacha, that a person who is careful will get to see the shchina. Everyone should have a wonderful day. See you at Bez Hashem tomorrow on Erev Shabbos.